Hi, folks. Here we are again. This is Ello. I'm going to be covering for Jesse today on Jambalaya, so we're going to have a lot of fun with that. But first, let's talk about the weather. And, of course, everybody talks about it. Nobody does anything about it. We're going to do something about it because there's a winter weather advisory coming up again. We'll talk about that in a second. But right now, it's mostly cloudy, high in the mid-20s and lows in the low teens. And next 6 hours, same stuff. Looking at the forecast tomorrow, it's going to be some freezing rain. We'll talk about that in that little advisory. Monday, same thing. It's going to be rainy, 43 degrees during the day, 20 at night. And it's going to get a little chillier and possibly some more snow again Wednesday and Thursday as the new year comes along. That advisory, let's take a look at this. Winter weather advisory. This is a freezing rain, likely Sunday afternoon and overnight. That's tomorrow. And as much as you enjoy the snow today, it's not as enjoyable with freezing rain. It actually makes it a lot more hazardous, so be careful. What is happening is freezing rain is expected. Total ice accumulations around 0.2 inches. Where? In New York, Delaware, and Sullivan counties. In Pennsylvania, Bradford, Lackawanna, Luzerne, Northern Wayne, Pike, Southern Wayne, Susquehanna, and Wyoming counties. Basically our listening area, so we're going to get it. When? From 2 p.m. Sunday to 4 a.m. Monday, so tomorrow night, difficult travel conditions are possible. Additional details. Higher elevations will see higher amounts of ice accumulations. That's where we are. Higher elevations here in the Liberty Studios and all the way over to the river. Accumulations as temperatures remain below freezing longer. The Wyoming Valley and deeper river valleys of the Susquehanna and Delaware will be a bit warmer and see lower accumulations of ice. But take that one seriously. And otherwise, it's another December and January up here in the what the people down in the city called upstate New York. But if you've lived in the real upstate New York, Utica and North, or Buffalo, or Watertown, or the Adirondacks, you know, there's a real upstate and where you can shovel a lot of snow. I'm here today for Jesse. Jesse's got a day off, and I'm going to try not to play as much of my hippie stuff and play some traditional bluegrass. And I always say that. But, you know, we evolve and devolve as we go along. So, anyway, this is Jambalaya.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me oh my oh. Me got to go. Pull the Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, singing me oh my oh. Son of a gun, gonna have big fun. Gonna have it on the bayou. And I'm Jambalaya. Got the crawfish pie. Mama, she the gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama share a meal. Big guitar. No place buzzing. All the kinfolk come to see Yvonne coming by the dozen. They dressing in style, go all wild. Me oh my oh. Oh son of a gun, have big fun. I'm gonna have it on the bayou. Jambalaya, got the crawfish pie, filet gumbo. Tonight I'm gonna see my Cheryl Mio. Pick guitar. Is in the bayou. I'm gonna swap my money, get my home. what she need. Oh, son of a gun, how some big fun are gonna have it on the bayou. What a jambalaya, got a crawfish pie, got a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Michelle and Leo. Gonna pick my guitar, fill my fruit jar, fill my fruit jar, pick my guitar. Gonna fill it, pick it, pick it, fill it, pick it, pick it, pick it, Jeff.
Times are ours in the
So I was just chatting with my daughter, Angie, out in Casa Grande, Arizona. And if they can figure out how to use the internet, they're listening right now, and we wish them well. And my daughter, Angie, and her daughter, and all the grandchildren, and Mike, and gosh, listening around the world on WJFFradio.org. Tell your friends. You got folks that are out of town that are feeling a little homesick. Send them the link. Tell them to go to the website, one of the greatest websites around, and keep up with what's happening in our little part of the world here. And they can listen to us live music on Saturdays. You know, we have folks, David Dan's program was absolutely astounding, as always today. It was just incredible to not only hear awesome tunes, but to get a real insight into the history of that music. And Kathy Geary Now and Then is coming up next. And with her contacts in the music world around here, we get a lot of live music and a lot of fun stuff. She and I are both big fans of Joni Mitchell. And of course, Jesse Ballou, when I'm not here, he is. We take turns. I'm usually here on the first, third, and fifth Saturday of the month, and Jesse's here on the second and fourth. So anyway, happy to be here with you guys today. And here's a song or a tune by Allison Brown, one of the greatest California banjo pickers out there. Thank you.
Like thunder in summer, without warning you were there. I recall your electric eyes, windswept hair. You were lightning in a jar. I'm sorry I tried to hold you. I was stricken by your charm. Should have known that you were wild before I trapped you in my arms, like lightning in a jar.
That's the awesome Molly Tuttle. I hear tell she's going to be in Wilkes-Barre in February along with Marty Stewart. So that should be quite the picking session. They're both extraordinary instrumentalists as well as songsters. All right. I tried to stay on the clean and narrow path, but this looks like too much fun. Here's Robert Plant and Alison Krauss on an Everly Brothers tune. Thank you.
Drink while you can, but you won't forget.
Alison Krauss, Robert Plant. You know, our buddy Henry Simon, our guitar picking buddy, says he saw Robert Plant down in Calicoon when Krauss and Robert Plant were playing here in town, which goes to show you what a cool place we live in, but don't tell anybody. It's getting crowded enough around here. Oh, man. Here's a tune by the Dry Branch Fire Squad, the host band at the Grave Hawks Bluegrass Festival, a festival I used to be able to afford to go to. I think I might save my pennies and try to get there again this year because it's always fun and exciting, and these guys always tell great stories. This is the Dry Branch Fire Squad, and the tune is "The Cuckoo is a Pretty Bird."
See Willie as he goes passing by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she wobbles as she flies, but she never sings cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Thank you.
Oh, I think I'm going to take my stimulus check and buy a banjo and head on up to the Bluegrass Festival up in Grey Fox. There's a song. Let's maybe be able to write a song about that. This next song I want to dedicate to our good friend Johnny Jules, who's been in the station. And Johnny Jules is an expert on not only Woodstock, but all the reunions of Woodstock. And we've had him on the show and had a pretty detailed discussion about that musical history in this part of the world. He's got a great band, and this is one of the songs they do an awesome job on. This is the Hobo Song.
Just like you, until it sank so low, there was nothing to know. this motorcycle accident. He was sitting up in Woodstock, and he was waiting for Sarah to come up and see him. And he was immobile. He couldn't, he had a broken neck. He couldn't go anywhere. That's why he had to go anywhere. That's what it's all about.
Clouds so swift, rain won't lift. The gates won't close, the railings froze. Get your mind off winter time. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Buy me a flute and a gun that shoots, tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Morning wet. Pack up your money, pick up your tent, Dylan. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
And Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his men supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get up to it.
Ooh-wee, you ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh,
Someday soon I'm gonna fox and hound. Through the hills are roaming, but on some fine gone in the old.
You know, Carol and I were out in Columbus, Ohio this summer on some family business and some Frederick Cook Society business, and we got to visit Ohio State University. And while Carol was over there commiserating with folks in the archives, I had a chance to go to the bluegrass shop and find out all about the bluegrass scene in Columbus, Ohio, and it is a vibrant scene. And we found out all about the jam sessions and the who's turning the lights on over there? Is that Kathy Geary? Kathy Geary's coming up next, and they're flashing the lights at us, and we're gonna get out of the way in a little bit. Anyway, we had so much fun out there in Columbus, and if you ever have a chance to go to the bluegrass shop and meet those folks, they will not only let you play the guitars and show you all their CD collection, there's a lot of, you can still buy CDs there. They'll also tell you where all the jam sessions are, and we were lucky enough to play with a fellow who was actually in the Bill Monroe's bluegrass. He was the last guitar player in Bill Monroe's bands, and Bill had many of them. This fellow, he just seemed like a just nice, quiet old-timer until he started playing. He was just on fire. So just absolutely amazing people out there in Columbus. Big bluegrass scene. We're going to try and start one here, too. Here's a Hot Rise.
From the great Atlantic Ocean, to the wide Pacific shore, from sunny California to the icebound Labrador. She's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well to all. She's a Bo's accommodation on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle crumble and as she rolls along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. While traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Wow, Claire Lynch. You got to listen to that with the headphones on. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. A lot of, I'll stop it. But what a pleasure it is to be able to play this music for you on behalf of the awesome Jesse Ballou. He'll be back on his next go-round And always an honor to be able to cover a spot. Anyway, I'm here on the first, third, and fifth Saturday of the month on Jambalaya. Jess is here on the second and fourth. And we hope you enjoy this kind of music. And here's a little more to take you home. Here's the theme song when I play. This is Joe Pass and Roy Clark on a Hank Williams tune, Jambalaya.
Kathy Geary, host of Now and Then. I just want to wish you and your family a happy new year. From all of us here at WJFF, thank you for listening. Have a safe and festive holiday season and a happy new year.
Hi, this is Angela Page from Folk Plus. Tune in Sundays at 2 and hear contemporary singer-songwriters and their creative works all woven around a theme. That's Folk Plus, Sundays at 2 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, Radio Catskill.